Hi, this is Ryan McCaffrey from the official Xbox magazine, and you are listening to the Xbox 360 SoloCast podcast. And if you are hearing this, it means you are cool.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to the Xbox 360 SoloCast. I am your host, Smitty Smit, and you are tuning in to episode 23 for March 29th. And I just killed a stink bug that is absolutely awful. Oh my god. I look down on my keyboard and I see this nasty, disgusting bug with like 6,000 legs and 45 antenna. It's got fangs the size of my arm. And they're around here all the time. It's chilly out, so they try to get in, and they always do. I don't know where they're getting in from. But you kill them, and they just, they're absolutely disgusting. It drives my dog mad, too. But thank you for tuning in. Like I said, I am your host, Smitty Smit. My gamer score this week, 89,709. I've gained 365 points since the last time I recorded, which was 2 weeks ago. Now, I took last week off because I've been just swamped trying to get things done. I launched a new website, scribblespawn.com. If you're looking to get into the world of writing game reviews, if you're wanting to start a podcast, if you want to learn how to do video commentaries for things like Call of Duty or any other video game that you might play, scribblespawn.com is there for you. When I first started doing all of this, I had no place that I could really turn to get all of the information that I want, because I'm into, you know, every aspect of that. The reason being is, you know, I'm trying to get my name out there, and this is fun. You know, I want a podcast, I want to write, I want to review games, and I want to take the videos of those games I'm reviewing and put them out there for everybody to see. Not to show how good I am, because in fact I kind of suck at a lot of games, but just to kind of show people what else is out there. Before I started doing all of this, I pretty much stuck to shooters, sports games, and some RPGs here and there. Since I've started doing this, and since I started putting things up on YouTube for people to see, I've really broadened my own horizon and you know, looked at different games and looked at them differently. You know, no longer is Forza 4 just a racing game that's probably shitty. You know, Forza 4 is an amazing racing game that I would play, over a Call of Duty game or anything, just depending on my mood. And scribblespawn.com is going to be there to help the community develop. If you hop on and you write a review and the review is good, we're going to go ahead and spotlight that, put that on the front of the page, get your blog some views, or even, you know, just get you some more exposure, get you in touch with some websites that are looking for writers, or if you're a website that's looking for writers yourself, pop on over and make a post. So, scribblespawn.com, check it out. Over the last couple of weeks, I really haven't played much, just because, the whole Scribblespawn thing, and I've been doing a lot of hardware review lately as well. You're going to see quite a few things coming up in the next couple of weeks that you'll probably want to go out and pick up, not necessarily video game related, but there is some sort of tie-in to video games that you'll see when I do my article. But I played Mass Effect 3, played Cinemora, and I played Shoot Many Robots. Now, Shoot Many Robots, I played this is from Demiurge Studio, which it's published by Ubisoft, and I played this last year at PAX East 2011. I had a lot of fun with it. It was a beta build that I played, and you could tell they've really gone, they've grown leaps and bounds more, in terms of graphics and gameplay and fleshing out the bugs and things like that. I really enjoy Shoot Many Robots. I think it's out there for, $10? It released a couple of weeks ago for 800 points. Cinemora, I actually did a video review for. I'm not a huge fan of shmups, but Cinemora is a good game. It's really hard. If you're the type of dude that, or the type of gal that rages easily, it's probably not for you. But if you're looking for, just something to spend a few hours in, Cinemora is for you. Additionally, if you're the kind of person that is a completionist, this thing's got some hard achievements. You'll probably end up spending, I would say 30 or 40 hours in this game in order to get them all. I mean, that's just me judging from what I got, you know, within 6 or 7 hours, which is one achievement. But there's some things in there for a lot of people. Additionally, I played Mass Effect 3, like I mentioned, and if you follow my blog, you know I wrote an article recently titled Being a Critical Critic, and this was established, well, how do I put this? I rate games, oh, there's my dog, I rate games very, very highly, okay? A game that's typically a 7 at another site, at another outlet, I would probably give an 8, okay? And it took one of my, you know, close personal friends who reads all my articles to kind of pull me aside and say, do you give every game 1 point less than perfect? And, you know, my first response was, what? No. You know, there's a lot of good games that are coming out. These games are earning their score. I got home, I kind of sat back, and you know, that resonated with me because sometimes I do feel like I give them a higher score than they're entitled to. But what I decided to do was just kind of sit back and think, why am I giving these games higher scores than they deserve? And, you know, it dawned on me that I get this euphoric feeling when I finish a game. We all do. That's why we play games, okay? My issue is when I jump in to write that review, that euphoric feeling is still right there, convincing me that it's a great game, when it could just be a good game or an average game. So what I've done is I've really taken a look at how I review games personally, and decided to you know, kind of step back when I'm reviewing a game and look at it without that euphoric feeling. You know, I'd like to think that I'm smart enough to notice when I'm doing something like this, so I'm smart enough to remove myself from that feeling. So, with Mass Effect 3, I would probably give the game a 7 or a 7.5. Reason being is they changed a lot of little things, okay? Some things work, some things don't. It becomes apparent that BioWare is great at telling a story. They're not great at letting you experience the story, okay? Additionally, if you're experiencing something that isn't a main plot line, it doesn't do it great. What I'm talking about is space exploration, going into solar systems. They changed that system from Mass Effect 1 to Mass Effect 2 and now to Mass Effect 3, so that, you know, if they've had all these years to perfect something, to get something, you know, through Q&A, through you know, whatever, to find something that they can succeed with, and they haven't. It's still a mundane, boring, unfulfilling task going around the galaxy and trying to find, you know, extra stuff to increase your credits or your experience or whatever. And that has really carried over from Mass Effect 1 to 3. There's all these little things that they can keep changing, but they're changing them because they're not doing it right. But when they're changing it, they're still not doing it right. Okay, so yes, it's a fantastic story. The gameplay is good and solid, good combat, but there's still just this overbearing feeling of boredom, walking around the Citadel, just talking to people constantly. Quest, go get something. Quest, take the elevator. Quest, take the elevator again. It's like they don't know how to, they really know how to make the important things important, but they don't know how to make the unimportant things interesting. And I'm on the last mission of Mass Effect 3. And I'm actually waiting to finish it, not for the new ending, because you know how I feel about the new ending and whatnot, but simply because I want to do some more multiplayer and get that that readiness percentage all the way up. So I do have another piece of hardware to talk to you about this week. I've got a Windows Phone 7. I've got an HTC 7 Pro. US Cellular, who is actually my local cell phone carrier, was kind enough to send me the HTC 7 Pro that has Windows on it, and I've been playing with that. What's really cool is that Xbox Live is integrated right into the Windows Phone. So I can see my avatar, my achievements. I can download games and actually get more gamer score. That's really cool. The problem is when you compare Windows Phone to, say, iOS or Android, it's really lacking. Okay, it's almost like it's forcing you to adhere to its rules rather than giving the user an experience that is fluid and that they can grow to love. You know, it's that teacher that tells you they're the boss and you're going to do it their way without really letting you grow and figure things out on your own. So I'm a little disappointed there, but you can see the full hardware review. I'll make sure I tweet that out once I have that done. Weekly deals and releases. Releasing this week, Tiger Woods 13. It's getting okay scores, I guess. But I think EA's got a dilemma here. Tiger Woods just recently won his first event in, 30 months? He may be on the cover next year, but definitely by 2014, you're not going to see Tiger Woods. It's just going to be PGA Tour is what it's going to be with a different cover athlete. I think they're ready to get rid of Tiger Woods. And honestly, I think the Xbox and PlayStation players are ready to see him gone as well. We know what the game is. We know what it offers. Let's take Tiger out of the equation and just give us a golf game. And you can start focusing on the gameplay aspects rather than sticking somebody on the cover. Also releasing Ridge Racer Unbounded, and that's getting some really good scores. Edge Magazine, which rarely hands out really high scores, gave it a 9, so that's pretty cool. I may try that out. And then Warriors Orochi 3, that released as well. On XBLA, Wrecked Revenge Revisited, and by all accounts, the game is as awful as the title. And South Park Tenerman's Revenge will release tomorrow, Friday, on March 30th, but it's embargoed until then. So even if you know somebody who's reviewing it, which I'm not, that's not a good sign, and it's probably not going to sell well. South Park's been around for, 14 years, and it's probably at the end of its cycle. Okay. Deals this week. Forza 4, there's all kinds of car packs. Joe Danger Special Edition, that's 600 points, that's 50% off. And then you've got Daytona USA and Sega Rally Online Arcade. Those are 400 points each, those are both 50% off. And it looks like the deals are focused around racing games this week. Some cool DLC came out for Gears of War 3, Force of Nature. And Gears of War 3 is in the Games on Demand section as well, so you can download Gears of War 3. Tiger Woods PGA Tour 13 demo that came out, and the other games on demand, we've got Fantastic Pets, which is a Kinect game, and Two Worlds 2. I gave Two Worlds 2 an 8. I probably shouldn't have. We've already discussed exactly why that is and what we're going to do to fix it. But if you're looking for an RPG that has some really cool elements, you know, definitely check that out. But also, if you're looking for tips on Village Mode or how to do magic, because it's a cool system, but it's a complicated system, check out Two Worlds 2 Magic Talk or Village Talk on YouTube. I did a couple of videos a while back that explained them pretty well. So we are going to take a quick break. We're about halfway done the show already, and I will be back in just a moment.
ExtendPlay's patented True Control technology empowers your game by boosting ergonomics. Visit extendplay.com to discover for yourself how True Control will help you play better.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for sticking around. As you all know, we've got somewhat of a sponsor. ExtendPlay has been kind enough to give us a few bits of their hardware to hand out for prizes, so I'll try to do that once a month. We've got other contests and things like that as well. But let's get right into news. What do you say? Looks like Fez is coming out on Xbox Live Arcade on April 13th, that's a Friday, for 800 Microsoft points. Now, this game has been in development for quite a while, okay? There have been trials on the, I think it's the XNA, that's Microsoft's framework for XBLA games, and it's very, very anticipated. I haven't had a chance to play it, but I will certainly give it a chance if it's at PAX East this year, so watch for that April 13th. In a shocking move, Call of Duty's, I guess he's a creative strategist, Robert Bowling, a.k.a. 402, has resigned from Infinity Ward. Basically, he sent it out on Twitter, which was a very unique way to do it. But he basically just said, I'm done. You know, I'm moving on. I'm no longer affiliated with Infinity Ward or Call of Duty or Activision, which, you know, it made news. Yes, it's just some dude, quote. But it made news because this is some dude of the greatest video game franchise in history. And that's not me trying to spur a debate about what you think is the greatest game in regards to sales numbers and the records that it breaks. Call of Duty is amazing. Whether or not you like Battlefield 3 or Crysis or, you know, who knows what. Call of Duty is a force, okay? It's the monster. And for Robert Bowling to step down, that's a big deal. Now, what's good for you and what's good for me is I sent a brief little tweet just saying, hey, Robert, you know, I really like to interview, something along those lines. And he responded. He said, you know, shoot me an email. So I did. We've been talking via email. And we're going to try to meet up at PAX. You know, he's going to be a busy dude, obviously. But if not, we're going to try to do a Skype meeting, you know, soon thereafter. And I'm going to try to get an interview for you guys just to hear about him, what he does, you know, what his plans are. Maybe we can talk about his exit at Activision, which was amicable, you know, according to what Activision's official comment was. What they said is, and this is, you know, a quote, we sincerely thank Robert for his many years of service. He's been a trusted and valued member of the Infinity Ward team. We wish him all the best on his decision to pursue for future opportunities. So, you know, it leaves Activision kind of high and dry, but I wouldn't be surprised to see one person step in as, you know, sort of the face of all Call of Duty franchises, not just, you know, one for Infinity Ward or one for Treyarch, that type of thing. And there's also a rumor that the new Xbox that's coming out isn't actually a next-gen Xbox. What it is, it's a dumbed-down version of the Xbox you have now. So when they're saying no used games and no disc drive, no disc tray, they're right. And what it's going to concentrate on, according to rumors, is arcade-style games, maybe digital downloads, things like that. But that the new Xbox, the next-gen Xbox, will be 2014 or 2015. I don't believe it. I still firmly believe we are going to see something this year. Maybe Microsoft has said we're not going to show the new Xbox at E3, which, if you're in a PR world and you study the way words are spoken, that could be double talk. That could be Microsoft saying we're not going to show it at E3 ... because we're going to show it at PAX East, or because we're going to show it at PAX Prime, or because we're going to have our own Microsoft convention where we show it, something along those lines. They're not going to be at E3. That doesn't mean they're not going to show it off, okay? So just keep an eye on Project Durango, and let's hope we can get an updated Xbox in the next couple of years at most. Another bit of news, Microsoft Xbox Live Arcade is kicking off Arcade Next, which is an awful name. April 18th, it's going to start. Trials Evolutions coming out. Bloodforge comes out the week after. Fable Heroes on May 2nd, and then Minecraft, which is actually coming out for $20, okay? And they're all going to have the 400 points of gamer score. Every game is $15 except Minecraft, that's $20. And this is a scary move because you know Minecraft's going to sell. I know Minecraft's going to sell. Microsoft knows Minecraft is going to sell. So they price it at $20. Now, when it sells X number of millions of copies, they can turn around and say that 1,600 point, you know, price point isn't a hindrance to people. They will still spend it. This happened when they went from 800 points to 1,200 points. They're now going from 1,200 to 1,600, and it's warranted. Okay, here's why. These are big-name games that you're going to get hundreds of hours of use out of. Minecraft is what I'm talking about, okay? Games like Trials and Bloodforge and Fable Heroes, $15 is warranted because you're going to get $15 worth of content, okay? So if you agree, if you disagree, go ahead and write in, okay? We are going to make this the hot topic of the week, okay? Xbox Live Arcade games, are they overpriced? Write into Xbox360SoloCast@gmail.com. If I choose your answer to read on the air, then you know, you'll win some swag. Now, next week there will not be a podcast, okay? Because I'm going to be in Boston at PAX East, so that's awesome. I've already confirmed that I will be getting hands-on time with Borderlands 2, Max Payne 3, Spec Ops, The Line, all kinds of stuff that's going to be coming out that I know you're interested in, and I am damn well interested in. All right, so that's what I'll be doing. But what's going to happen, while I won't have your typical podcast, I am going to be meeting up with some pals of mine, and we're going to have just kind of a sit down. I think I'm going to try to do it Sunday morning after we've all had a couple of days to just really see what's out on the show floor. But we're going to sit down and we're going to take a nice hard look at what we're seeing at PAX East, what we expect from some of the games, and then I'll upload the podcast that Monday, you know, when I get home. So make sure you tune in next week, it would be the week after, I guess. And you'll hear some things on PAX East. So that is, I think that's going to do it. I don't think I have anything else for you. You know, I don't really have a hype train. It's PAX East 2012, so the hype is all the games that we'll be seeing. I'm going to take a look. Oh, I've got some hands-on time with Far Cry 3. I'm going to get some footage of Assassin's Creed 3. I wasn't able to secure some time to sit down and play then, but that's all right. That's all right. You know, right into the podcast about what you think on Xbox Live Arcade prices. Also, check out Scribble Spawn. You know, check out the blog, check out the YouTube channel. You know, just follow me, subscribe, like. Oh, rate the podcast, for Christ's sakes. You know, we get a modest amount of downloads every week. That's awesome. If you rate it, leave a comment explaining why you rated it a certain way, good or bad. I don't care. I mean, if the podcast is bad, I'd like to know. But if it's good, I also like to know, so I know what not to cut out. So that being said, this is going to wrap up the Xbox 360 SoloCast episode 23. Have a good evening, everybody. I'll be talking to you in a couple of weeks. Take care.